Chapter 7. Detective Martin's Plan. Detective Martin specialized in catching international smuggling rings. He explained his work to the four of them. Many criminals worked at airports and tried to send out their different goods illegally. Goods like drugs, valuables, and sometimes ancient artifacts. It's a challenge to steal something important and then get it to another country, he explained. The best way is to hide the object in an innocent passenger's bag. That person will take it into the country for them, usually without knowing it. Then the passenger leaves the airport with the smuggled object, and the criminals are waiting to take it from them. We see it again and again. So somebody put our pintadera into this young woman's bag? Asked Thomas. Yes, I'm certain of it, said the detective. It was probably the same person. First they stole it from you, and then they put it in Carlotta's bag. Tell me, at the airport, did you leave your bag unsupervised at any time? No, of course not, said Professor Toledo. We're not stupid. There are constant announcements over the loudspeaker warning passengers not to leave their bags unsupervised. Then he looked at his assistant with a question in his eyes. No, my bag was with me all the time, said Thomas. I was carrying it on my shoulder, except in the duty-free. I put it in the trolley with my jacket because I was hot. But the trolley was with me all the time. Said the detective. It's not difficult to take something from a trolley, especially with lots of people around. Then he looked at Carlotta. How about you, Carlotta? Did you leave your bag at all, even for a minute? Carlotta was looking very uncomfortable. She told the detective about the good-looking man in the coffee shop. He offered to watch my bag for me while I checked my flight times, she said. But it was less than a minute. That's all he needed to put it inside your bag, said the detective. He said they were delaying my plane, but they weren't, said Carlotta. She felt very foolish now. It was just an excuse to make me go and check and leave my bag. He tricked me very easily. I was really stupid, she said. No, you weren't, said the detective. These guys are professionals. They trick people every day, and they always work together. At least we've got the pintadera. This time those criminals didn't win. That's true, said Professor Toledo. We should take it straight to the museum. It will be safe there and ready for the start of the exhibition tomorrow. We'll do that, said Detective Martin. But first, we need to catch those criminals. How do we do that? Asked Thomas. Well, we need a detailed description of the thief from these two young ladies. Then we can make a sketch and give it to all our officers, said Detective Martin. And then what? Asked Professor Toledo. They know that Carlotta has got the pintadera, and she could take it to the British Museum, especially as they're having a big exhibition of these things. I think they'll wait for you there to take it from you before you give it to the museum. But we'll get them first. He looked at Carlotta. Will you go there tomorrow morning with the pintadera very clearly in your hand? And then what? Demanded Maria. They'll attack my sister again. Is that what you want? They had a knife last time. Next time they could have a gun. It's too dangerous. She's my responsibility, and she's not going. Don't worry, Detective Martin assured her. There will be police officers all over the museum to keep Carlotta safe, and there are security cameras everywhere. Carlotta felt afraid, but she wanted to help the police catch the criminals. I'll do it, she said timidly. but stay near me." Everybody agreed that Carlotta was very brave.